Well, how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier. Mm. If you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind. Can make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, for instance, I'm walking along. And I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
Hello, I'm here. This is Anita. Ah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Holy moly, I'm so sorry I'm late. I've never been that late in my entire life for anything. I like to think I'm pretty conscientious, because I am. I'm conscientious. I was in the hairstylist for 4 hours. 4 hours. And for the amount of money I paid and for the amount of time I sat in that chair, My blood pressure is a little bit like, okay, just calm down. 4 hours. All right. I think I might get over. Well, I mean, I don't hate my hair, but wow, it's definitely different. So let's just put it that way. I used to have long hair. I used to have really long hair. Well, fairly, relatively long. Long hair. I had long hair. Now I don't. Now I have bangs. So if you know what bangs look like, that's what I have. A lot of guys don't even know what bangs are. So whatever. Okay, so here I am. Woo, I made it down. Only 37 minutes late. This here is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here to rock you, first of all, and we listen to Canadian music. That's what we do. All right, so we're going to hear something from a band I'm quite fond of. They're local. They're on Mint Records, and this CD is pretty new. It's Tough Age, and what can I tell you? The name of this album is, I guess it's self-titled. So it is, well, there you go. It's a self-titled album, Tough Age. These guys consist of, let me tell you who they are. If I can even find their names. No, of course I can't. So I can't tell you. But let's hear the name of this song. This sounds like fun. Cocaine Vouchers. Let's hear Cocaine Vouchers. I've just been running around and I haven't eaten. So I'm really hungry. And I'm really cranky, but that's okay. It's okay. The music should hopefully cure all. We'll see. All right, here we go. This is Cocaine Vouchers. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Sam Squanch. That's what we are. In case you're curious, it is a reference from the Trailer Park Boys from way back. Bubbles. Is telling, I believe, Ricky that he sees a Sam Squanch and he doesn't know how to pronounce Sasquatch, obviously. And I'm gonna need to be. There we go. All right. Enough of that. Tough Age.
Show last night.
All right, we're having some technical difficulties. That's okay. I will fix that. Anyways, so I might as well tell you, we just heard, what did we just hear? We heard Tough Age. Okay, now I'm trying to play us a song from, this song here is one of my favorite of all. And it's been in my head for about 3 days. And it's the Deadly Snakes. I love the Deadly Snakes. And they're from Toronto. They were from Toronto. They're no longer in existence. And the lead singer is Andre Ethier. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Who I think I read is doing some art. I believe he might be a painter now. But these guys put on such a good show way back in the day. And this album that I'm going to play, this song, Gore Vale from, what's the album called? Oh God, I should know this. I'm in such a rush here and I'm just running around like an idiot. This album came out in 2005. I know that much. And what's it called now? Its name is escaping me, but this song apparently is about suicide. It is, supposedly. I don't know the terminology, Gore Vale, but he talks about fire engine red blood and whatever. So it's a beautiful song regardless. I love it. So hopefully you do too. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
If I go Vale in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Through this veil I would find, I could see my mortality. I could see it stare back at me. I could see him point and laugh at me. I've been lost all my life. Now I've found what's meant for me. On the edge of a knife is a calm simplicity. In the storm and the strife, there's a moment's clarity. When the quivering frailty now is all but fled from me. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my head. Everything was fire engine red, and all the gutter pigeons sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow wings and fly? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to. No cure for a fear of things that die, for the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the black gods they sang. Ba-ba-da-ba, ba-ba-da-ba. What
Say yeah.
All right, that right there was Lady Hawk, and I love that song. That is I Don't Always Know What You Are Talking About from their album Shots. That was released back in 2008 on Jag Jaguar Records out of, I don't know, I think Indiana, something like that. All right, the station you're listening to is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Anita B. Excuse me. I'm very hungry. Very hungry. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right. Now, before that Lady Hawk song, I was in such a Lady Hawk mood that I played another Lady Hawk song. I played the title track from their record from last year called No Can Do. Love it. So good. And then we had the Deadly Snakes in there before that. There we go. So, look at that. I'm totally late and I apologize. That means I only have 35 minutes. I'm late due to a haircut. That's my excuse. My haircut. My hair may be late. Got a new haircut. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. What do we have? What do we have to listen to? Maybe some Mode Moderne. I like Mode Moderne. They are very cool. They're kind of darkish. They've got a vaguely kind of, I don't know, gothy kind of indie goth, if you will. I guess. I don't know. That's my opinion. I guess with the name of an album like Occult Delight. Yeah, I guess you can't go too far from that genre. What can I tell you about this record? Well, these guys are local, and let me tell you the members who make up Mode Moderne. Now, I can't because there's nothing inside the CD player or the CD case to help me. But how about I do it here? Let's find out who's in Mode Moderne Vancouver. Because that would be nice to know, don't you think? Okay, like, who are the members? Let's look up, it looks like there's four of them, and there's a girl. Okay, isn't that usually the case? There's always one girl. All right, Mode Moderne, let's take a look here. Members, if I go to members, I used to kind of know who they were. And then, here we go. I think Felix Fung, at some point, had his hand in this pie, or cake, or whatever you want to say. Here they are. Okay, the band consists of Philip Ntile, Clint Lofkrantz, Sean Gahuli, and Rebecca Gray. But I believe Felix Fung was in it prior, or he had something to do with it. He might have produced it. He's produced a lot of stuff, and a lot of the stuff he does I like, so... All right, let's have me stop talking, and let's see. Let's hear the song, Severed Heads. That sounds uplifting. Let's hear Severed Heads. Okay. And I know you're going to enjoy it, because I do. Okay, that just tells you everything. All right, so here we are. I've got 33 minutes until Val's show comes on. And her show is Folk Oasis. She's my man. She's my main Val. I love her. And this is Mode Won't Air on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
I'm dying to fit in, oh. it changes, we don't know where to start. So used to the facade and playing the part. That race is for others to win. Oh, oh my God, I'm dying to fit in. Oh, oh my God, looks like I found my grin. And I knew it was there all along.
All right, folks, I very much apologize for that. So, by the way, just to let you know, just saying, we heard two songs from the Doers. That's what we just heard. We heard I'm On Sale and As All Get Out. And I was just trying to find the name of the album that that was on. But anyways, it was from their 2007 record. Yeah. And then before that, we heard Sean Mrazek Lives. And then what happened was Val's here. And then the lovely Gak shows up being a little bit, you know, obscene, which is lovely. Gak. You all know Gak. Gak, give us a little, come sit down and chat. Val, come on here too. This will be fun. And let's all chat. Let's have a little party. And look at that. That would help. Okay. Let's chat. Val, come join us. Okay. Look at this. It's like a little party. It's like a little threesome on air. Ooh, I'm getting all excited. Hello, Gak. So, Gak, tell us your show again. What's it called?
Exploding Head Movies.
I love Exploding Head Movies. Now, explain to everybody what the theme is.
It's based loosely on the idea of soundtracks, either those that do exist for film, TV, or video games, or otherwise for the soundtrack in your mind.
Oh, I like that. The soundtrack in my mind. Wow. Yeah. And your show is when?
Mondays.
Mondays?
To 9 p.m.
Mondays, I'm sorry, 7 and 9?
That's right.
So I'm sorry. Why am I repeating everything you're saying? You know why? Because I'm a teacher. Because I'm a teacher. And the kids will say things. I'm like, well, it came out of that kid's mouth, and
Miss
it doesn't
Anita,
make sense.
Miss Anita, Miss Anita.
Until I say
Miss
it.
Miss Anita.
I ordain it with my words. It's all good. And Val is here, of course. Val just came back from Portland.
Yes, Portlandia.
Yeah, the land of...
The land imperial of Vancouver, as it were.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
I told people in Portland that joke. Who was it again? Derek something?
Derek Sheen. Comedian
Derek Sheen,
FCL.
Yes. Called Vancouver
Metric Portland.
And they just kind of...
Metric Portland. Oh, that is such a good name for a band. I'm looking for a band name. Oh, my God. I love it.
Wait, are you starting a
band? But that's taken. I'm in it. Well, I'm technically kind of in a band. Oh, I'm the drummer. I use that term loosely. Yeah,
she's kind of something special.
I am now.
It is a big deal.
You can be a friend of the band if you know me, because whatever.
We practiced
twice. We've practiced twice. We're practicing tomorrow night, so maybe.
What kind of band?
We are death metal. we are. I guess you could say just indie rock. I don't know. Nothing really unusually special.
There's a bit of a 90s revival going on.
There is. You know what? We sound very 90s. And in my world, it's not a revival. I'm just old.
So you want to go back to the 90s.
I am sadly living in the 90s. Not the 1890s, mind you. Yeah. Like a lot of
the
people.
The new entrepreneuriness. Yes, of course.
Have you?
Penny farthing.
Of course. The guys, seriously, with the curly Q handlebar mustaches must go away. Like,
be careful. Actually, I had one up until December.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. You've been reading my tweets.
Yes.
You did not. Seriously, Gary? Really?
At some point, while you start playing some music, I could dig up a photo and you'll see how it looks.
Oh, God.
He rocked it. 3 months.
Oh, man. Did you use the wax and all that?
You
have
to.
Dude, no.
You have to, because otherwise it just bristles out.
And so when you were looking in the mirror and you were going, yeah, the ladies are going to dig this.
Just think of it as product for the face, you know.
No, okay.
Gooping.
Okay, Gary, I love
time.
You anyways. It's okay. It's all good.
I love you too, Anita.
Oh, you're so sweet. And Val, I love you too. We should all do a threesome show together.
Yes.
That came out maybe right weird.
Dealing.
Like an Oreo cookie.
Oh, God. And who's the white one?
Who's the white?
I'm going to stop talking.
Whiter than white.
Okay. Okay. Let's stop talking. I
have vanilla Oreos now.
We do.
You know, so.
That's true. We could be. We would be the ultimate vanilla Oreo, wouldn't we?
That'd be quite appropriate and accurate.
We would be so vanilla. Us, the three of us. Okay. Well, anyways, folks, it's been a slice. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you as
always
well,
a pleasure. And Val is on. Of course, Val, in how many minutes?
About 19.
It's nice to have you guys here.
Well, it's nice to see you.
You
it's
too.
It's been a while.
The love. All right, folks. Well, maybe we should listen to some more Canadian music, or we can just chat this whole time. Maybe I'm thinking.
What are you doing?
Well,
more
Dead
music,
Ghosts.
Please.
That's what we're going to listen to. Have you heard the Dead Ghosts?
Yes, I heard Dead Ghosts.
I love the Dead Ghosts.
I love the Dead Ghosts.
You do too?
As well, too.
They're so awesome. Even Val likes the Dead Ghosts. Now, and I say even Val, and I don't mean that. Just because Val's genre is different than mine, her genre is folk.
I listen to lots of kinds of music.
But she does listen
like
to lots of kinds
like
of
what?
She has an
like
appreciation.
What? Like what?
Like
country and western.
Sure. and the oldie station, the guy in our shuttle van has sea. I'm starting to rock the sea aisle. Like really.
Uh-huh.
I had a Gino Vanelli earworm all day.
No,
and
don't
sad,
say
isn't
that.
It?
No.
You will
no.
get it too.
No, I won't.
Just Gino. Vanelli.
Don't. This guy's probably too young to even remember.
Black cars?
Oh, you remember that? He
remembers
that?
I remember that.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
Gino Vanelli.
Anyway,
how about some Alfie Zappacosta?
Well, I don't even know what that is. Elfie Zappacosta?
Yeah. I have to confess, I've back heard of Zappacosta. Is that
that's the guy?
Oh,
see, I don't know.
Back in the day, I thought he was kind of hot.
Really?
He was.
I need to look this person up. Elfie?
Zappacosta. Zappacosta. But he was a one namer.
Yeah, I knew that. But I mean, when you said Elfie Zappacosta, I thought it was like a new indie rock band or something.
No,
that's full name.
The follow up before Beta. Zappacosta.
Beta.
Yeah.
Alpha.
You're so quick. Hey, do you want to hear my favorite band name?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a couple. Nobody likes them. Nobody in my...
Oh, so these are prospective names fans. For your band.
Yes, for my band. So.
Okay. So aside from what has popped because, up on Twitter before.
Yes. Well, you've seen them. You've seen me because you're on my Twitter. Maybe you don't follow. But my point is there's a band that got voted the worst band name recently. I was on Twitter and they're Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. So I want to name the band Dale Earnhardt Jr. 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 That would just be so awful. Junior. And then how about just Triple Jr.? I like Triple Jr. for band name. And I also really like the Junior Bitches. I like the Junior Bitches.
So if you combine them as Triple Junior Bitches.
the triple Bitches. Ah, the Triple
Dale
Bitches.
Earnhardt
that could work.
And the...
Oh, Dale Earnhardt.
You know, he doesn't have to be
and
in
the
your
Junior
band
Bitches.
To be in the band name.
Yeah, and I'm the only girl, too. Isn't that great?
You could be Dale.
How about Bitch and the...
Dale Tagger.
I don't know.
Bitch and the Juniors?
Bitch and the Bitch and Juniors. Oh, like Bitch and Camaro. Who sang that song? Was that the Dead Milkman? I was just going to say. I like Bitch and Camaro. Maybe we'll just call ourselves Bitch and Camaro in sort of tribute to the Dead Milkman.
I always like that plan.
I like maybe that. Bitch and
Camaro. Bitch and South Philly punk.
Better, maybe Bitch and Trans Am. No, that's kind of bad.
More of a Trans Am girl?
No, I don't know. I guess Camaros are
K-car.
Yeah, I'm from Windsor.
There we go.
That's a Chrysler town. All right. Well, folks, maybe some music.
Dead ghosts.
Let's play it. All right. It's been a slice. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
All six of those people really enjoyed that.
And they're all here right now.
And they 1, 2, 3. So all three of the other people.
Yep.
Yes. Excellent. Because I'm so popular. All right, folks, let's move on and listen to some actual Dead Ghosts. Now, this is a pretty good band name. I'm enjoying this. Yes. Anything to do with ghosts makes me happy. I like the spiritual world. You know, something like dark in terms of band names.
Dead Juniors?
The Dead Juniors. Junior Deads. The Dead Juniors. See, the Dead Juniors. I like that.
All right.
Dead Juniors. Boys, are you listening? I'm telling you, the Dead Juniors. All right. All right. Let's listen to the Dead Ghosts. This is their first song on this record called Can't Get No. It's on Burger Records, and they're local, and they're amazing. I love these guys. And you're listening to CITR
101.9 FM.
Vancouver. And I'm Anita B. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and we're saying bidding adieu to Gak and Val. But Val will be back in 14 minutes.
A few minutes.
And you.
Adieu. All right. All right, this is Arcade Fire. Just telling everybody, they're not the Dead Ghosts. The Dead Ghosts are here in my hands. Okay, just to remind you that this is not the Dead Ghosts. Had no clue. Hello, this is CITR, yeah. My name's Anita B, and I'm just wrapping things up here. It is 7:56 on a Wednesday night. And my show, for the record, is on only every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. So in 3 minutes, we shall have the lovely Val Cormier come on with her show, Folk Oasis. And then I'll be back, like I said, in 2 weeks. And it's been a pleasure to have Gak hang out with us for a bit.
2 weeks!
And you know what? CITR is a really fun place. If you guys are interested in making some new friends, you want to just listen to music, you don't have to be on air. You can just kind of hang out and you can like work around the station, volunteer around the station. We have that going on. Well, you can find yourself a little home. This is kind of my home away from home. What else was I going to tell you? Guess what, guys? Tomorrow is our fun drive. It starts tomorrow. So get your credit cards out, your wallets out, because you can make yourself feel really good by helping to donate to a good cause. We are not a commercial radio station. We consist of just volunteers, people like me who doesn't get paid. Nobody gets paid unless you're like a head honcho person. And even they don't get paid that much, to be fair. So be prepared to listen to CITR and be prepared to want to give, because it makes you feel good. All right, and there you go. So maybe you can give when I'm on air 2 weeks from now, because, you know, makes me look good. Makes you feel good and makes me look good, right? Win-win. All right, folks, so Sam Squanch's Hideaway here is calling it an evening. I will be back soon, 14 days. And I think I might just leave us here with the Courtneys. That's what I'm going to do. And this is from their album called, I think it's self-titled. We're going to hear, what song? Let's see, maybe Insufficient Funds. It's a nice short one. And then Val will be on. All right. Have yourselves a rockin' Wednesday night. And keep on listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.